Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bechorot Daf Nun Dalad Amud Bet. About to take a look at the second Mishnah in this, the final and ninth parak of Masechet Bechorot. Continuing with our study of Ma'aser Behema, which will of course carry us through the entire end of the Masechet. Ma'aser Behema Mitztaref Kimlo Regel Behema Ro'at. Which means that Maser Behema is all included, meaning what animals are considered to be part of one group for this. Of course, they have to all be owned by the same solo owner. As far as animals graze, V'chamehi regel behema ro'ah, what's the distance? Tet zayin mil, which comes out to about 13 or 14 miles. Hayu ben elu le'elu lamed bet mil. If let's say you had a group of animals and you have the diameter of that, because the 16 is a radius, diameter of that of 32 mil, ein mitztarfin. But hayu lo ba'emsa, if you had some animals in the middle, we'll see how many, mevi'u me'asran ba'emsa. Then you can bring the groups together and do the ma'aser in the middle. Side point, which is that the Jordan River separates, so if you have flocks grazing on both sides of the Arden, no matter how close they may be, they're still two separate groups. Now, Menahani Mili. How do we know that that's the distance, the area that a shepherd can kind of keep them together? Bar Shila, Demakra, Ota Avona Hatzon Al Yedei Moneh. A counter is the one who counts the tzon is how they pass. And the Rabbanan had a tradition or some sort of knowledge that 16 mil is the greatest distance with which a roeh can keep an eye on his flock. Etc. Now, what if there's only 32 mil? If there's, you need that much for them not to connect. Habatsu yachamin starfin, less than that they'll connect. Vahaktani tazayin mil. Our Mishnah said 16. That makes it sound like if you have animals that are more than 16 mil away from each other, they're not connected. Tfeilo. The answer is, Mishum the Kabbai, the meat in the Seifa. Why do we pick 32? Because we wanted to mention in the Seifa, Hayulo ba'emtsa. If you had some animals in the middle, Mivu masran ba'emtsa. So that means that if you have 32 mil between them, and some in the middle, they can bring all of these and make them joined. Now, comma, how many do you need in the middle? Amarav, chamesh mikan, v'chamesh ba'emtsa. Let's say as an example, you have five on each side at the 32 away from each other, and there's five in the middle, so those five are equidistant, 16 mil from those and 16 mil from those. Tani chamesh chazir l'hacha v'chazir l'hacha. The five in the middle could join with either group, and therefore he brings them together. You don't need to have five in the middle. Five on that side, five on that side, and one in the middle. That's enough. Why? Because what we're considering is, since there's one in the middle, or more, it's as if the shepherd's there, because he has to take care of him. And therefore, if the shepherd's there, he's 16 mil away from that group, and 16 mil away from the other group, and it's his eyesight, it's his visual proximity that creates the chiyuv. Bekarin and bin monan, therefore we call him a counter, as it were. Now, Meitavei, watch this challenge, Hayu lo chamesh b'kfar Chananya v'chamesh b'kfar Otnai, and those villages are 32 mil away from each other. Ein mitztarfot ad she'elo achat b'tzipori. He needs one in Tzipori, which evidently was right between these two towns. So, Tiyuv to the Rav, you see that Rav has been challenged because supporting Shmuel, that all you need is one in the middle. So, Tirgum Shmuel, leave it to Rav. So, Shmuel, to defend Rav's statement, said, Shayu tesha mikan v'tesha mikan. Read the Braita, not as saying there were five and five and one, but nine and nine and one. V'chat ba'emtsa dehi chaz l'acha v'chaz l'acha. The one in the middle could connect to those nine or those nine. Very nice, but I'm our papa, Shmuel, afilu ro'ah mitzarfan. Shmuel says that the ro'eh could bring them together, because that's why he says one in the middle with five and five is good enough, because the ro'eh, if he were there, he would be the one to bring them together, and it was his presence would connect them, and so therefore one lamb is enough, because the lamb is if the roeh is there. Vafilu kelav shuram itzarfan. So Shmuel said something further, which is even the roeh's tools, or his pouch, or whatever, his slingshot, if you will, would be enough to put them together. So Bray Ravashi, Ravashi then asked, Kalbaduroi mai, what about his sheepdog? Came in the Kari Leva Ati Lamit Starfi, since the shepherd can whistle and summon him and the dog will come to him. Therefore, the Roed doesn't need to go to that spot. So what if you have sheep 32 meal away from each other, and right in the middle there's a sheepdog that belongs to that flock. Since the Roah doesn't have to go there to summon him, therefore they don't connect, but once in a while he won't arrive. And once in a while the shepherd will have to go and get him physically. So maybe that's considered enough to consider as if the Roah is really there. And the answer to that is Teiku. Now, the end of the Mishnah, Rameir said the Ardain is a division. Amar Rami, Lo Shanu Ela Shein Sham Gesher. Rami says that's only at parts of the Ardain where there's no bridge, like the Hussein Bridge, the former Allenby Bridge, Gesher Damya, Gesher Adam. We have different Gesherim over the Ardain. But Yesh Sham Gesher, Gesher Mitzafan. If you have a bridge, then the Gesher connects them. Amar Mishun Lo Mikavanhu. So we see that, according to at least Rav Ami, Rav Meir's reason is not because of some inherent thing about the Ardain, but it's simply that there's no access from one to the other. Where there's access, they do connect. Meitave, watch this. If you had flocks on each side, which is autonomy. Meaning you had two precincts that were autonomous from each other. Emit starfin. And certainly, Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael don't connect. But Chutz La'aretz V'aretz, K'makom Sheisham Gesher Dami. That's not somewhere where there's a physical or geographic division. It's a political division. And certainly has other implications, a halachic division. But you could go from one to the other without it being feeling like you're separated. Uktani lo mitzafin. So that seems to work against Rav Ami, and say that it's not about physical proximity or access, but it's about a dividing line. What's Rav Meir's reason? This is in Sefer Yoshua, Perek Yud Chet, that defines the territorial boundaries of Binyamin, and it says the Jordan will be its boundary on its east side. So the text defines the Ardain as a border. But of course, the one that, Alamiata, Taragvul, Vialagvul, Yaradagvul, Vanasavagvul, all of those different words in which the boundaries of Binyamin and of Ephraim and all the different Shvatim are described as going here and there and up this mountain ridge and Ketefluz and Emek Rephaim, etc. So now are you going to say that if you have any sheep that cross over boundaries that are defined in Sefer Yoshua, that's separate flocks for Maser Beima? That's a Shani Hatam Damakra, Zoti Alachem Ha'aretz Likvulotel Saviv. And say for Parshat Maaseh, the end of Bamidbar, when the Torah gives the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, it says Ha'aretz Kula Eretz Yisrael Gvul Achadu. It's all called Likvuloteha, one land. So Yachir Adei Nami, so the Jordan River itself should be included. The answer is Eretz V'lo Yadein. It's the land, but not the river. The land is one land. So Bishnu of Chiyabab, according to the second explanation on Tani Yardain, that's why Rav Meir picked the Yardain. Because he wasn't just picking any river, he was saying the Yardain, because the Yardain's a Gvul. Rabbi Ami, Nino Lechul Lina Harot, according to Rabbi Ami, it should be any river or anything else where you don't have access. That's where it's Kashi, you're right. So this whole issue is Ketanoi. Ki'atem ovrim et Yardain Arza Kanaan. This is, again, in Parshat Maaseh, introducing the entry into the land. Arza is Eretz Kanaan. Eretz Canaan. It's only the land. The Jordan is not called part of Eretz Canaan. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera. Shemen Yachai Omer, Harehu Omer, Me'evar LeYarden Yerecho, Kedma Mizracha. That the other side of the Yarden, on the east side, is parallel, corresponds to Yerecho. Ma Yerecho Eretz Canaan, Afi Yarden Eretz Canaan. That the Jordan itself, meaning in the river itself, is Eretz Canaan. So it's a machloket about whether the Yarden is Canaan. And this should probably be read Beit Yerach Ulamata. Beit Yerach is a place just below the Kinneret. And to read this Beit Yericho is just very difficult. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that the Yardain only is called Yardain from Beit Yerach and below? And it's important to note, that north of the Kinneret, there are lots of small rivulets that come into the Kinneret, but what comes out is essentially the Yardain. So to say that from that point south is the Yardain is not unreasonable, but Lamai Hilchata, what's the halachic impact? So im leim alinol der, if it's impact for somebody who takes a neder and says, I'm taking a neder that I won't bathe in the Yarden or get hung off in the Yarden. The rule in Nedarim is we always follow common colloquy, which means the way people use language. So whatever people call Yarden is it. Whatever people call Yarden, it doesn't matter what Rabbi Yochanan says, what people call it. Rabbi Yochanan's statement must have been for the purpose of Maser Beimah, following Rabbi Meir, who says the Yarden is a border. He says the Yarden only starts at that point south. That the Yarden starts at the Banyas, which is what we call the Chula Reserve, goes south, and then it comes into the Kinneret, and goes all the way down to the Dead Sea, something that I do not really understand, how it then somehow makes its way to the Mediterranean. And the Braita says the same thing Rabbi Yochanan says, it only starts at Beit Yerach. Why is the Yarden called Yarden? She arrayed Midan, because it starts at Dan, which is just near the Banyas, and it goes down from Dan. You learned it from there. We learned that same lesson that the Yarden is called that from the Pasuk in Yehoshua about the conquest of Leshem by Shevet Dan. The lengthier description of that, of course, is in Shoftim Yudchet. They renamed the town Dan. Leshem Zupamyas. That Leshem is the what we call the Banyas. And Vitali Yotzei Yarden Yomrat Pamyas, and we know that the Yarden comes from there. So you have this Pasuk in Yoshua that says Leshem is what we call Dan, and Leshem is the Banyas, so Yored Midan, again Yarden works out. Amrav Kana, Zachrute the Yarden Yomrat Pamyas. The main flow of the Yarden comes from the Banyas. If a person says, I'm not going to drink water, it comes from the Banyas, you can't drink from the Jordan at all, because it all comes from there. And now, parallel things, the main blood that a person has is in the liver. If you have a liver that gets melty and everything else, then one revit of it is metame, but ohel like revit dam. Zachruta de Maya Prat, the main waters in the world are from the Euphrates. The Amr Yehuda Marav, Hanadum Meme Prat, if somebody says, I'm taking a netter against waters from the Prat, Asur Bechomim Ochim Alam, they can't have water anywhere. So Hechidami, let's see how he says it. Ilay Madamar Lo Shatina Meme de Prat, if he says, I'm not going to drink from the waters of Prat, Me Pratu Lo Shatina. So that means the waters that are in the Euphrates, Hamina Harachrina from another river, Shatina, I'll drink. But if he says, I'm not going to drink from waters that are sourced in the Prat, then all waters are rusted. All other rivers in the world are below the three rivers that are mentioned. There's four rivers that are mentioned in Breshit. The Pishon, Gihon, the Yechidekel, and the Prat. And it's the Gimel Harot, the Matei Prat. And all three of those are under the Prat, meaning the Prat is the Viavota rivers, the super river, and then that feeds the other three, and those three feed all the other rivers. Ah, v'ha'ika einta de medallion. But you have all sorts of springs that are higher up in the mountains, underground aquifers that come out higher up in the mountains. How could they be fed by the Prat? Shashayahanu sumi de Prat ninu. Those are things that kind of climb up as a result of the Prat. V'ha'ktiv anarviu Prat, but in Breishit it's listed as the fourth, not the first. Meaning, Hanarvi Huprat means that's the one where the other three came from. Taner Omer Omer Yuval Shmo. That the Prat really is called Yuval. Shinemar Vayaka H. Shatu Amayim Va'al Yuval Shalach Shorashav. When talking about a tzaddik, Yirmiyahu famously says he's like a tree that's planted by the water, and on the Yuval his roots are sent out. So really, he says that's the Prat. Velamini Krashmo Prat. So why do we call that the Euphrates the Prat? Shememav Parim V'Rabim, because the waters are plentiful. V'Sayelei Shmuel Damar Shmuel, and this supports Shmuel. Shmuel said, Nahara Mikefe Mivrich, the river is blessed by its own banks. U'pligat Rav, and that's against Rav, the Amar Avami Amar Rav, Mitra B'Marava, if there's rain in the west, in Eretz Yisrael and Syria, Saw the Rabba Prat. The big witness of it is the Prat, because the Prat gets full and overflows when there's a lot of rain in the west, which means it gets its rain, well, its water from rainfall and snowpack, etc. Avod Shmuel Avidel Lebenate Mikva B'Miyomei Nisan. Interesting thing. Shmuel's father made mikvot for his daughters for the spring, because he said the water in the Prat is rainwater in the spring, and majority is rainwater, and rainwater is not, and we'll see in a second, is not metaher if it's flowing. It has to be collected in one place. River water you could use when it's flowing, if it's anchor, if it's sourced in streams. Umafzi biyomei Tishrei. But he would make like mats for them to put around themselves during Tishrei in the fall, and then go into the Prat and have these mats around them for tzniut. Mikvah miyomei Nisan why in Nisan savalak Rav dam Rav ami amarav mitra marava sada Rav Prat. Shmuel's father agreed with Rav, and that is that the waters of the Prat in the spring are coming from winter rains and snow, and therefore shemayu dubu notfin al zochlin. Then we're concerned that there's going to be more rainwater than spring water. Well, the make shamim ruba, and then you have a majority of make shamim, and make shamim are not mitaher when they're flowing. They have to be in one place in a mikveh, which means together. Umafzi every Tishrei and Tishrei, he'd make these mats so that the girls would have something to protect, to cover them, and for tzniut, because they'd go right in the river in the fall when a majority of the river was already spring water. And by the way, Shmuel, who had this position about the Prat, actually was at odds with himself. The Amar Shmuel, he said the only time that you could have these kind of waters that are flowing, that are tahor, is Prat in the fall, which means he distinguished between Prat in the fall and Prat in the spring, and he ultimately agreed with his own father and with Rav that in the spring you can't use the Prat because it's mainly rainwater and not water that's coming from itself. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast. Naf Nun Hey, Amud Bet. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.